I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We welcome in one of our friends, one of our guys. He'll speak about everything. Matt Clement joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Matt, good morning to you. I told you you shouldn't have put those guiding stakes away on your driveway. You see the snow?
I'm looking out the window, and it's a major rookie move on my part. I'm really looking back and thinking that was a bad move right now. May 1st is my day here.
Absolutely. Now, you live in Butler, which means north of I-80. Do you have like 6 or 7 inches of snow out there right now? How much?
Well, according to the schools we play against that think we live on these farms up north, we have like, it's like blizzard 93 here right now.
Gotcha. All right. Big happenings in high school sports. The situation at Pine Ridgeland, Eric Kasparovich, and everything going on. How do you tackle or go into your relationship with administrators and the school board at Butler? Because you're the boys' basketball coach there. How do you handle that?
I've always tried to keep as good a relationship with administrators, and I guess one thing I've always tried to do from a personnel standpoint and everything else is stay a step ahead of the game. When something looks like it's going wrong, you know, report it, say something, and also try to, you know, smooth it out with the kid, whether it be a playing time issue or, you know, something minor of that might be rolling the wrong way. But I have a good relationship with all the administrators that I know of, and I think I do at least. It just shows you never know what can happen, and the position that high school coaches are in, where things can happen quickly and something can go on, and a lot of it really the whole story and everything just doesn't add up. But it's a crazy situation, and I'm sure there's more details to come. But he's probably the number one guy around here in any sport right now in success. In any sport, right, over the last 8 years, and to have that happen so quickly, it's scary, and we don't know the details, and we don't know if Pine Ridgeland's not letting out what the reasons are behind it. So it's hard to go either way, but it's kind of scary as a coach how that can snowball so quickly.
Yeah, one of the things that I know I saw in some reports, Matt, were accusations of hazing, and I I'm like you, I don't know the details of what happens at Pine Ridgeland's football program. But just to take it in that direction, we come from a generation where, you know, things were looked at differently. So how hard is it to stay on top of things that, from our perspective, we would never think of it as hazing, right? But there are things now that happen that the kids may look at as harassment or hazing. Is it tough to take yourself out of your own generation and look at it through a different perspective and updated lens when you've got to worry about those issues as a coach?
Well, that's the first thing I learned when I got the job. Like, times were different. And now, 12 years later, times are different from when I got the job. So the world's changing. Legally, it's changing with things that aren't thought of that in the past we laughed about, and it's serious. Like, you know, it's not just a person here or there that it's just the world's changed from that perspective. But, you know, again, there's no details, so it's really hard in this situation, because the stuff that the players are coming out with that they were questioned about is stuff that still is, you know, you look upon it, we look upon it and say, what, that's not hazing. But again, there's no details, and we don't know what's going on. I feel bad for, you know, anybody involved in the situation right now, from him to his staff to, you know, if something did go on with somebody. It's a tough situation, and especially a program that's such a well-oiled machine down there. And you know, I have so much respect for him as a coach and what he's produced down there, because I know how hard it is to play in our section. That he, you know, we play Pine and Pine, North Allegheny, Central Catholic, North Hills, like Seneca Valley. They're all really good schools, and to dominate like he has is not easy to do in any sport.
It takes a while to get there too. It takes like 3 hours to get there from where you guys are all the way down to North Hills, right? Big city trip for you guys. Matt Command, sponsored by Dell Technologies. I love them. Matt, listen to this. So Ron Cook was talking yesterday, and I think it was a very good question. And he was talking about these lifers in coaching, Jim Render and Mike Szymanek, and those old school guys. Jula is one of them, right? I mean, you could speak to that, right? Guys like that that have coached forever. Number one, do you think we'll ever see those kind of coaches in high school sports again? And second question is, why do you do it? That was another question Ron had. Why do people do it now? Why do they coach high school sports?
You know, I think it's going to be harder to see those lifers. I think you have some that are three quarters of the way through being a lifer that will finish it off that way. You know, like a Danny Holzer and a Tim McConnell in basketball, for instance, that have been doing a long time and done really well with what they've done. And they're a long way down the path. And, you know, somebody like Ralph Blundo in Newcastle, who's not near being a lifer, but had similar success to Pine Richland's football program in Newcastle basketball. But I think that, it's going to be harder because the issue, you know, I think in today's world, it's easier to get behind getting rid of somebody, and it's harder for, and the easy move is to get rid of them if something goes wrong. And so, and at the same time, it's, as a coach, you know, when that stuff happens and you're doing it for, obviously you're not doing it for the money, for the time you put into it. You're doing it for the love of your community. That's what I'm doing it for, the love of my community, and just wanting to be a mentor to these kids the best way I can. It's a way for me to give back. And I think a lot of guys, like Ralph Blundo for sure, is the same exact way. And I think when something goes wrong and it goes on a negative, it's a lot easier to just say, you know what, this isn't worth it in that situation. But at the same time, you love it so much and you love the kids so much and what you're doing that you fight for it. So, you know, is there going to be lifers? I don't know. I can't say there won't be. I think they might be lifers in multiple schools more so, because things will happen.
Matt Clement, former Major League pitcher, current Butler High School basketball coach, with us here on the Fan Morning Show. We're going to talk to Neil Walker just after 9 o'clock, Matt, and I think you guys are cut from some pretty similar cloth, and I'm curious to get his answer to this question, because he just made the decision, but I want you to go back to your decision. When you decide to retire from baseball, how hard is it to walk away from the not just playing the game and the love of the game and playing a kid's game and all that, but the routine of playing ball and being around the same guys day after day for 6 months at a time? And just how hard is it to walk away from that part of it, the camaraderie ship of it?
Well, I mean, getting to play Major League Baseball is such a blessing, and I never took a day of it for granted. I tell people all the time, I wish I would have enjoyed it more, because I was so stressed out about how I was doing with it. So I never got the chance to, like, enjoy the travel and the different things like that. And when I got hurt, I made the pact with myself that, you know, if I come back from this major injury that I had and I get my chance to make another run at it, I'm going to enjoy the last. I mean, John Lieber and I had that conversation after one of his injuries when he was in Chicago. I'm going to enjoy this last run. Well, I didn't get to enjoy the last run. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed being there, but, like, you know, and took it in and everything else. And it was an easy decision for me. You know, I was at a point in my family where my oldest son, who's now a senior, was, you know, to the point in school where we could pull him out after I went to spring training and try to give him, supplement the educational stuff with him with the rest of the year, because he was so young in preschool and kindergarten and in first grade even. And he had to be home. So, you know, when it was questionable for me and I was going to have to, my path looked like I was going to be, designated for assignment a couple times to reestablish myself. And I would have got back from the injury, I think, but I just didn't want to be away from my family. You know, it was really important. I really enjoyed having them with me when I did what I was doing, and I wanted them to be with me. So the decision became easy to, you know, it's time. And I don't know, I got this thought in my mind, it's time for another person to get a chance. I got an amazing chance for 16 years to do it. I had an absolute blast with it. I'm really blessed with the chance I got to do it. And it was, I don't know, it was an easy decision. I did miss, like, the pregame and the BP and the, you know, I don't know, some of the stuff, like you said there, that the camaraderie was one of the things that I missed the most. But it's funny because the only time I really missed it was when I went and watched the Pirate game live. When I was actually there live is when, you know, for the next two or three years after I was out, that's when it really hit me. And I missed it because I missed the competing part of it.
Can I see your ticket, sir? Don't you know who I am? No, actually, I don't. One of those kind of deals. You're like, what?
I'm the Butler High School boys basketball coach.
I'm supposed to go in
who I am?
That door over by the Clemente statue is where I go in with my card. Or by the Mazeroski statue. Matt Clement joining us. Matt, quickly, two things. Opinion. I don't think we've ever got your opinion on these two things. One, seven-inning doubleheaders in Major League Baseball. And two, the runner on second base to start extra innings. What do you got?
I don't like the seven-inning doubleheaders for a simple fact that and this is probably a fault of mine, too. I don't like the change because I love the history of the game, and I know it's changed over time, but I like having the same amount of games, the same amount of innings because, I don't know, I've always been a stat guy to an extent, just, you know, growing up as a kid and collecting baseball cards and different things like that and knowing the records and stuff. And you know, it can affect the season stats, kind of a weak point probably from that standpoint. I understand why they're doing it. It's probably a good thing for people, but it, you know, you think about a relief pitcher in arbitration, you know, you're cutting some that you have seven, eight of those games during the year. It's easier to call a rainout now to have those seven inning doubleheaders. You can fit them in a lot easier and a lot quicker. You know, that could affect their arbitration stats or whatever the case may be from that extent. The runner on second base rule, I don't know. I'm kind of in the middle on that one. I like that the NFL with the overtime and the MLB is being innovative with things, with their changes and trying to and bringing up different things. I think it's a sign of the times. But I have no problem with that. I wasn't a reliever, so I wouldn't have had that. If I was a reliever, I would have had that stress to start with the guy in second base. I probably would have hated it. But since I was a starter, I really don't care.
Yeah, let somebody else handle it. I don't need to check the runner and do all of that. Do you know, you could throw a perfect game and lose. You could get through, get into the 10th inning, give up a deep fly ball to move him from second to third, give up another fly ball to move him from third to home, game over, see you later, come, we'll catch you tomorrow. Seriously.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that would happen to DeGrom. That's the run support he gets. DeGrom would have that happen.
Oh, perfect.
With like 16 punch outs at the same time.
Yes. Oh, Matt, thank you so very much. Really insightful stuff today, as always. We appreciate it. I know you got to dig out. You got, what, 8-9 inches of snow up there in Butler. So we'll let you get after it, and we'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
The best. Matt Clement, my man. Oh, that was great. Great stuff on all accounts, Chris. Really, really great stuff.
Yeah, no, that's why it's nice to have Matt on, because you can pick his brain in so many different directions.
Yeah, super, super good stuff.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.